T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 505. Can I complain about Apple?
Yes.
So I'm very non-techie. Andrew, you know this. Very, very non-techie. I fall on the sword. So I had to get a new phone because I broke mine. And
finally got one?
I did. So I have whatever it's called, the Apple Care, you know, deal.
The insurance?
Yeah. So yeah. I paid $250 and they sent me a brand new phone. I'm on vacation. I'm in Colorado. It's already like weird, you know, like you don't always have great coverage and stuff. And I get this message, important battery message, unable to verify this iPhone has a genuine Apple battery. And so about every 10 minutes, it shuts off and then doesn't work. And so I Google this and it is all over the place. And what it comes down to, I no longer own Foxpaw anymore, but Foxpaw was a business I started with my friend Scott Rutledge, where we fixed phones and it was very successful. And there's, you know, many, many, many third party phone fixers like us, and Apple doesn't like it. And so they've put these little things in here so that if you monkey with your phone at all, or you change a battery or something, it makes it so slow that it basically doesn't work. Okay, I think you're kind of evil to do that, but fair enough. But you bastards, when you send me a phone from Apple that does it on day 3...
Yeah, that's
we have
what
a
I'm
problem.
Confused about. If you got it through Apple, why
yes,
is it happening
I
to you?
I don't know. And I understand that it's a machine, and machines can break. It's not 100%. But this is the kind of thing, for all the people that work at the Apple stores, you're just making a living. You're just doing your job. But I want to punch you in the face. If I could get Tim Apple, I would punch him in the face until he didn't have a face anymore. Because, like, it sucked. It sucked being out there, and there was not an Apple store close to me. I would have to drive like 2 hours on vacation to have some smartass tell me like, oh, we got to blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's so frustrating. So frustrating.
I want to tell you something else, but I don't want to make you mad.
Go ahead.
Because I have Apple Care as well, and you know, I just had to get a new phone.
I do.
And I just had to pay $100.
Oh, you must have better Apple Care than
I do. Is there different levels?
I guess. Maybe I have a nicer phone.
It's an 11.
So is mine. Mm. Evidently, you're smarter than me. And yours evidently works and
mine
does
not.
Not
shutting off, right.
Oh, it's so frustrating. And here's the thing. There's a part in Liar Liar where he has to tell the truth and his car gets towed and the guy's like, it's $500. And he's like, I'm not going to do anything because there's nothing I can do. And that's how it feels. Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do to Apple?
Well, you're going to go to Apple, make an appointment at the store and say, hey, you guys just sent me this phone.
I know. I shouldn't have to.
I know that, but you're going to have to. Or then you can call on the phone and tell them this whole conversation and say, I shouldn't have to. And maybe they'll send you one. Another one.
Andrew, you know how Bigfoot and Sasquatch is a big part of my life.
Yes.
And it's my hobby and I love it. And I listen to all these Bigfoot podcasts and I'm absolutely convinced that there is a creature that we're identifying as Bigfoot. I'm in. And every now and then they push me. And there is one this morning, which is a great one, about a guy who's my age who, when he was 10, they had been fishing and they had some fish in these little like live cages. And he got up at 3 in the morning because he ate too many s'mores. And oh my God, there's a Bigfoot. And he was taking their fish. And he didn't feel threatened, and he kind of looked like a caveman. He didn't look like the Patty film, and it was a really great episode. And then the guy, the host is like, well, I don't blame you. You got to let Bigfoot have those fish. And I'm like, why do you make me feel stupid for listening to your podcast?
Rule number one, everyone knows.
Yeah.
If Bigfoot comes and takes your fish,
like, well, you know, you're a 10-year-old, 100-pound punk for not taking those fish away from the Sasquatch. Like, don't make me feel stupid for listening to you.
I don't even know what's happening.
I just looked at, like, the imaginary camera filming my life, and I'm like, really? This is what's happening?
So I awoke with the start, and of course I knew if Bigfoot's taking your fish, you must let him take no less than four, but no more than seven fish.
The first rule of Bigfoot is let him take your fish. What are plague chimp bugs?
Oh, okay. So there's a resort city near Lake Tahoe. Tahoe? Boy, it shows you where my mind's at.
Lake Tahoe. Taco.
Oh, I couldn't hear him.
Wow. Okay, so there's a resort
community. I thought he said Tahoe.
It's a resort community on the south shore of Lake Tahoe. And they've been shut down because there are chipmunks that are testing positive for the Black Plague.
As in the plague.
Yeah, as in like the plague.
Perfect.
The death itself.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you know this. This happens every so often. The plague is still around. It pops up every couple of years. There's like a rash of like, because it's mostly rodents who get it. And it never ends up being, there's a few people a year in America that die of the bubonic plague still.
I wonder what the first symptom the chipmunk had. Like, you know what I mean? Like what?
Ring a little bell.
Let's test this little guy.
Ring a little bell.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out
your dead. Pulling little wagons.
It's the plague.
But it's the ironic thing about the plague is that it's very treatable. It's very easy to treat with antibiotics. Like just like hygiene and washing your hands and stuff is a very easy way to.
They're not good at that.
With soap.
Yeah, they're not good at that.
And these dirty, nasty chipmunks down in Lake Tahoe are ruining it for everyone else. But no, that's why we don't still have it, because we evolved like hygiene and so there's not really any more breakouts. But it is still around, and every so often it'll be like a bunch of chipmunks in this case and at Lake Tahoe that are just like riddled with the plague. So,
I wonder if that person's calling on the chipmunk story or the never let Bigfoot take your fish story.
You want me to find out?
Yes. Let's find out.
I was trying to figure out where the phone ringing was coming from. I thought
you're
I
about
accidentally.
To answer it?
Yeah, I was like, did I leave my phone on? He's going to kill me.
So, Trish, what's the story about the husband's in the bathroom for 4 hours?
Oh, there was this thread on Reddit. This woman couldn't believe and was very upset that her husband spends 4 hours a day in the bathroom.
Like in a sitting?
She doesn't know exactly. She doesn't think he's in there going to the bathroom the entire time.
He needs medical help if he is.
It's that he needs alone time. He likes to play games on his phone. She says he even takes 45 minutes to actually go to the bathroom sometimes. And the whole thing came to a head, so to speak, when they were in, I couldn't think of another way to say it. When they were in a restaurant. So he went to the bathroom after they ordered dinner. And he was still in there when their food came, so she ate her food alone and paid half the bill and left without him. And now he's angry at her for not being more patient. Like, it's a problem. It's not like...
That makes me sad.
Yeah, it's not. My husband sends so much time.
He's clearly avoiding her.
Well, yeah.
I mean...
Or something's going on in there. But you go in the bathroom. I've even done it where I bring a book. Like, and I'm not even talking for the serious stuff. I like to bring a book. And I forget why I'm in there. Like I'll get so into what I'm reading, or if you're in the bathtub
like,
or
what
something.
Am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing? Like seriously, I get so into the book that I forget what I'm doing in there.
So I completely agree. I completely agree that like it's a sacred time, right? It's sometimes it is the only time where you can be like truly alone. But the restaurant is what weirds me out. It weirds me out to do that at like a public place.
Sounds
to
like
go
he
in
hates
there.
His wife.
Yeah,
like, for real.
Like it's one thing if it's in your own house where you probably even have multiple bathrooms, so you're not really taking anybody's time, but to do that in a public place, like just spend an hour like playing games on your phone or
are
whatever.
You in and out or you enjoy the alone time?
I mean, I don't, I guess I don't crave alone time that much to hide in a bathroom. I'm not hiding from anyone these days, so I mean, I don't have that in my life. Thank God.
No one's currently after you.
But no, I mean, who doesn't enjoy their bathroom time? But it's sort of like, okay, Phoebe was talking about, she takes long showers. Nick they used to share a Jack and Jill bathroom, and she said that the longest she ever timed was 2 hours.
For?
A shower. He took a shower for 2 hours.
Nick and, did.
Yes.
Not Phoebe.
Yes. And she'll go 20, 30 minutes.
Which that, I think's normal. 20, 30 minutes.
Really?
For a girl, yeah.
I don't like showers because they hurt. And so if I'm forced to take a shower, it's strictly business. Like, it takes about literally a minute to soap my body and about two to rinse it off.
Okay, so
we're
we
at
have
3 minutes.
Shampoo, conditioner.
No, we don't.
Well, we do.
Okay.
Shampoo, conditioner, shave your legs. That all takes time.
All right. So that's fair.
15, 20, 30 for a woman, I think, is normal. 2 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's excessive.
Yeah. Andrew, what are you clocking?
I used to take really long showers. I've been trying to go longer, and I've been struggling. It's weird. I'll take my sensory deprivation showers, I call them. I've talked about this before.
I haven't been involved in that.
Where I turn all the lights off to take the shower.
For away?
What's up?
I mean, why do you do that?
Just because it feels nice. I don't know.
Okay.
It's nice to be in the dark and not be able to see anything. And I don't know. It's a nice feeling. It's a nice experience. And I'll try and do like 45, 50 minutes on like a Saturday or a Sunday when I've got nothing going on. And I can't. I get out and check the clock. It's been like 20 minutes. I'm like, come on.
I love that you're disappointed in yourself because yeah. You can't stay in the shower long enough.
Or, hey, bring your clock in there with you.
That's a good idea. Have a little alarm.
That sort of defeats the purpose of the sensory deprivation.
Have a little alarm clock mounted on the side.
Yeah. When it gets at 45 minutes, it can go off.
So I'm exactly 30 years older than Nick and exactly 40 years older than Phoebe. And when Nick lived with me as a grown-up recently, he introduced me to the concept of the shower beer, which sounded incredible. An ice cold beer in a really hot shower, and I couldn't do it. Like, the water kept getting in the beer. And yeah. I'm like, how sad is it when you're not capable of drinking a beer in the shower?
No, I think shower beers are overrated. I think that's an overrated concept because, like you said, like, it's hard to drink something. And it's like there is things to do in the shower, and it's hard to accomplish those while you're trying to fumble this
now
beer
around.
Now
a bath. Are you kidding me?
There's things to do
I can
there.
Eat a meal in the bath.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
what
that's completely
for.
Different.
I can conduct business.
Wine.
I can receive visitors.
Take notes.
Send them in. Andrew, I understand there's some trouble on the show. Have a nacho.
Next time you do the show remote, you're just going to do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I could. If it weren't for all the wrinkling, I could just live in the bath. 523 DGS, Chet Pleban coming up at the bottom of the hour. Do you guys want to hear about my take on political parties or juice?
I feel like political parties is safer.
No, juice, not Jews.
Juice. I pick juice.
I want to go see if Michael can do the news 6 minutes early.
Yeah.
Juice.
What are we doing here? You really thought.
I didn't know.
Well, we don't want to be
I didn't
too
think it was
going to
be bad.
You really
I didn't think
thought.
It was going to be bad. I just was like... He's got a thought about a movie. I thought you were going to go on one of your the movies and the Nazis and like
that. You guys want to hear my take on Biden or gays? I think political parties are safer.
Oh my God. Juice. I picked juice.
Yeah. Dude, we're juice. Going juice. My eyes are burning. Well, it's a big letdown because it's not much of a story at all. Evidently, juice is controlled by the Jews. No. PepsiCo has sold all of its interest in juice of all kinds because no one's drinking it. Newsflash. I guess they owned like Naked and Simply, and they're like, okay, No one's drinking juice. So let's unload this crap.
Well, one thing I would like to say about juice, point, counterpoint.
It would be awesome if you just launched into some sort of semantic thing now. Like you still didn't get it.
No, some of that juice is really shit. What?
Now it's just Jews.
No, like, I said Jews.
I know, but now it's in my head and everyone else's head.
Right. That's why I thought that's what you said. Some of that juice is really sugary. So what I'm saying is, why, when I like to drink soda, why am I going to pick juice over soda? Just forget it. Anyway.
I support the juice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. 537 DGS. We put ourselves back together after that last segment. Chet Pleben joins us now, like he does pretty much every day. Hello, Chet.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
So my understanding is that Governor Parson has pardoned the McCluskeys, and some people just hate the McCluskeys, so they're going to be mad about that. But then there's this whole thing, and Congresswoman Cori Bush is big on this. I don't know much about this, the person who's been in prison for this triple murder, but my understanding is now even the prosecutors are saying that we have the wrong person. And so it's not just the McCluskeys and people who don't like them. It's, hey, look, if you're going to give pardons, why don't you give it to someone more deserving, or at least give it to both of them? Flesh it out for me.
Yeah, well, let me see if I can wrap my arms around what he did. At a time that hospitalizations are increasing dramatically because of the Delta variant, deaths are increasing. ICUs down in Springfield are overflowing, and at the Lake of the Ozarks are overflowing. We're wondering how we prevent the spread, how our kids are going to safely go back to school. You got this governor worried about pardoning the McCluskeys. The McCluskeys who pled guilty. This wasn't a situation, Dave, where they went to trial professing their innocence and saying, well, the jury got it wrong. They admitted to criminal wrongdoing. And let me tell you what they admitted to. These are the elements of Mrs. McCloskey's harassment. With the element of that crime is that a person commits it without good cause, engages in any act, the purpose of which is to cause emotional distress. He pled guilty to fourth degree assault. The elements of that are purposely placing another in apprehension of immediate physical injury or reckless conduct, creating a substantial risk of death or serious physical injury. I mean, this isn't spitting on the sidewalk. This is pretty serious stuff. And on top of that, in order to issue a pardon, an investigation is supposed to be conducted. Now, I doubt that that was done, but part of the investigation is to get a victim impact statement. How do the victims feel about pardoning these two people? And so I doubt seriously that this governor went to those folks that had guns pointed at them to determine whether or not they thought this was certainly okay. Then on top of that, they come out on the steps of the courthouse. And after pleading guilty, and frankly, I'm surprised that Judge Mason didn't drag them back in there. And what does Mark McCloskey say? I'd do it again. I'd do this same thing over again. And so these are the people that this governor pardoned. Now, to your point on the Kevin Strickland case, which is the other case that people are talking about. And by the way, do you know that between December of 2020 in July of 2021, this governor pardoned more than 100 people, more than 100 people. So one of those people now that has been seeking an exoneration is Kevin Strickland. The Jackson County prosecutor has said that he deserves to be exonerated. This guy has been in prison for 42 years on a triple murder that was committed when he was 18 years old back in 1978. And the circumstances surrounding that are that three people were killed in a house. The sole survivor of that was a lady by the name of Cynthia Douglas. She apparently faked that she was killed and she lived. She was asked and interviewed. And she knew Strickland, but that night she couldn't identify him as a party who was involved in the killings. The next day, apparently, her sister's boyfriend suggested that, well, maybe it might be Strickland. And that's when she went ahead and said, okay, that's the guy. Now, what's happened since that point is she has recanted. She's recanted all the way back, and she's been recanting, I think, back in 2009. She contacted the Innocence Project down there. She said that that was not true, that it was not Strickland, it was something else. She died in 2015, by the way. The two other people who pled guilty to the murders have also indicated, a guy by the name of Vincent Bell and Kilm Atkins, also have said Strickland wasn't there. And they identified another individual who actually was present at the scene. And actually, I believe now the prosecution can show that this other individual that they identified had been with these two characters earlier in the evening and prior to the time that these murders were committed. So this is something that he apparently has said, well, he being the governor has said, I'm not sure that they're innocent. So that's the contrast. And that's the problem that we're getting into now with, and particularly Dave, it's the problem. One problem with the McCloskeys of pardoning them before they're ever prosecuted. Remember, we go back to whenever all of this nonsense started, he was saying, well, I'm going to pardon them, period. I mean, what does he know about the facts and circumstances when he's saying that he's going to pardon these people? So I think, you know, I'm not a great believer in that kind of behavior with politicians getting involved with pardoning people before they even know the facts. And frankly, in the federal system, if a president of the United States pardons an individual, that person, in accepting the pardon, accepts responsibility for committing the criminal act. Not sure necessarily that that applies in the state of Missouri, but if it doesn't, it certainly should. But in any event, how do you erase the fact that they have pled guilty? They have admitted to criminal wrongdoing. So what are we supposed to say now? That didn't happen. That didn't occur. And go no more, sin no more. You're forever pardoned, and be good people.
Yeah, I even if I were a big fan of the McCloskeys, which I'm not, but even if I were, I would be confused by this. Like, I'm not sure what the takeaway is. Joel Schwartz, I believe, was their attorney. I know Joel. You know Joel. He's a hell of an attorney. He's a great attorney. And he obviously did a great job here. It's his job to do whatever he can for his clients. I got no beef with Joel at all. But, you know, had they gone to court and fought tooth and nail, and I'm never, ever going to admit I did anything wrong, and the governor agrees, like, that makes a lot more sense.
Right. I don't disagree. But you have somebody who admitted criminal culpability. Now, we can argue the question of whether or not the flourishing charge that Kim Gardner originally brought against them. And of course, as we know, she was disqualified because she used it as a campaign slogan or whatever. Totally inappropriate. But certainly you could have argued that, yes, he was there. He was properly defending his property. He properly had the weapon in his possession. And you could have gone and allowed a jury in St. Louis to decide his fate. And if you try the case, you're not guilty. Okay, fine. But that's not what they did. What they did was they said, we did this. We committed. We caused emotional distress to those people, and without cause or justification. That's what she said. And then he said, I assaulted people, albeit they're misdemeanors, but nonetheless, I assaulted people. And so this governor then turns around and says, well, that's okay. That's fine. You know, have all of your rights restored. This is fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, by the way, I guess if you carry through with what you said on the steps just after you entered the plea of guilty, then I'll probably pardon that too. Okay. So you know, you've got to get out of jail ticket free, I guess, for the rest of the time that you run for the United States Senate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once again, we get national headlines.
Yeah.
How nice. How nice is this? So.
All right, man. I'm sure we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Right, we'll see you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 553. Andrew, I need your help with this. Are you on TikTok as well? Are you a TikTok person?
No.
It just seems like the whole world is revolving around TikTok. Like, everything that's happening is like, well, you know.
I just can't.
Corn ribs.
Oh, I did see that.
And frozen honey.
I can't say I'm familiar with this particular one.
Corn ribs.
I saw it, that one.
So they're exactly what they sound like. Ribs made out of corn.
Okay.
If you cut an ear of corn lengthwise into quarters,
yes,
they curl up when you cook them, so they end up the same shape as ribs.
And she just put, so yeah, you have them and then have them again, or quarter them like you just said. So they're long, they're lengthwise, uh-huh. And she spread butter, cilantro, and maybe some parsley, salt, pepper, like seasoned them, put them in the oven, and they curl up.
Wow.
But
and you eat corn.
Well, but you could just do all that on corn on the cob.
Right. Exactly.
It's like one big rib.
Yeah. I mean, corn on the cob, you could put butter and salt and things on that, too.
Or you could just, after you do the corn on the cob, cut it however you want it.
Okay. It I would love like... for, I don't ask Twitter to talk to me very much, but... It used to be like girlfriends would come to eat at the Glover household, and we'd have corn on the cob, and we would all butter a piece of white bread, put the cob into the piece of bread, and
that is genius.
That is
genius.
It is.
And I don't know why I've never thought about that.
We've always done that.
Interesting.
Never heard of it.
It butters the cob perfectly, and it makes that piece of bread delicious.
That is so smart.
Wow.
I'm
put
that
on TikTok.
That.
Yeah. You know what?
You'll go viral.
It actually might.
Yeah, do it. No, and every time I would bring a girl over and she'd be like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I've never heard of that.
And we'd all three be like, it's slightly sexual. Like, we'd all three just be like, what? Butter in the cob.
Man, did you hear what they do at the Glovers for dinner?
They all three butter the cob at the same time.
That is
time.
A really good idea.
I mean, it's just sitting right there.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm 56. We've been doing that all the way back, man. Maybe it's the one gift from South Roxana.
It's, yeah, actually.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.